Zog the Gemara, Yuma Vav Amud Aleph, we're holding by the two dots. Towards the beginning of the Amud. Everybody has it?
Yeah.
Mafrishin Kohen Godel. Bavon?
Yeah.
So going back to the Mishnah on the Sugyo, the Mishnah said, Shiva Siyomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim, Mafrishin Kohen Godel Mi Beisoy, Ilolishkas Parhedrin. What's the reason for this din? Lama mafrishin? What kind of kasha is this? Kedu karmrinon, ila rabbi yechonon kedisli, ila rabbi shlagish kedisli. We had the whole sugya, blet of gimava. Rabbi yechonon holds that it's coming, we learn it from miluim. By the miluim, there was a din of Rosha 7 days before the avoid of the Shmini Lemiluim. Rabbi Shlakish learned it from Sinai. In Sinai, there were 6 days of Rosha of Moshe Rabbeinu before he went into the Machne Shechino, to the Mokim Shechino. So, what kind of question is this? Lama Mafrishin? Zog the Gemara, Hachiko Amar, Mi Beiso Ilama Pivesh. The Hainu, as we mentioned a few times already, as we saw in the Gemara, there was a mention of it in Dav Gimel and Dav Dalad and Aleph beginning. The Mishnah is Be'etzem saying here two dinim. Shiva Siyoyin Kodim Yom Kippurim Mafrishin Kohen Godel Mi Beisoy Lelishkas Parhedrin. So you have two parts to this din Prisha. There's Mafrishin Lelishkas Parhedrin, the Hainu, the Kohen Godel has to relocate for those 7 days. To stay in the Lishkas Pahedrin, which is in the Beis Hamikdash. You have to stay in the Beis Hamikdash for 7 days before Yom Kippur. That's one din. That, we know why. We had a whole sugya about it. Either it's coming from Miluim or from Sinai. In both cases of Miluim and Sinai, so there was a Afrasha to a Mokim Yuchod that is close to the Shechino, yeah, by the Koyhanim, by Shiva Simei Miluim. So there was a Afrosha to the Mishkan, yeah, they had the Mipesach Oel Moed, Pesach Moed Teshvu Shiva Siyamim, and what is the Pasuk? Pesach Oel Moed Teshvu Yoimam V'laylu Shiva Siyamim, and Sinai. So it says for 6 days Moshe Rabbeinu was mechuse ba'onon hashchina before he came in mamish into the makim hashchina b'roish ha'har of Sinai. So that we understand the lishkas pahedvin part. We understand, we know where it's coming from. What's the reason for it? Since the Kohen Gadol is also going to makim shchina lifnai v'lifnim on Yom Kippur, so the kedushas hamakim is mechayev a prisha just like we have by Sinai by Miluim, or because the kedushas hayayim of Yom Kippur, yeah. So it's the daimit to the kedushas hayayim of Yom Hashmini Lemiluim after, yeah. So it's mechayev according to the prisha. But masha'enkein, the other part of the din is mi beisoy. Mafrishin Kohen Godel mi beisoy. Beisoy zu ishtoy. So it's mashma. Not only he has to relocate to go to the Lishkas Pahedrin to stay there Lishkas Pahedrin for the 7 days, but also he has to be Poivish Mi'ishtoi for 7 days. Mafrishim Mi'beisoi doesn't just mean for him his house, it means that he can't be with his wife. And that's what we're asking about. Just because you need a Prisha of a Makoim to Lishkas Pahedrin, why is that a reason also to separate it from his wife for those 7 days? That we don't learn from Sinai from Miluim. That obviously has a different reason. So that's what the Gemara is asking. It's not interesting. The Gemara is asking, or Rish Lakish, either Rabbi Yochan or Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochan or Rish Lakish is the Yalfusa is enough for explaining the Din Prisha of the Mishnah. Lechura, shtikul shver. What the Gemara is saying, what the Gemara is asking, everybody's saying, nothing is bothering you. We already learned that according to Rish Lakish, that we learned from Sinai. So, how many days of prisha do you need? mitzad the Yelfusa from Sinai?
Six
days, right? Only 6 days. That's how it was by Moshe Rabbeinu on Sinai.
Yeah.
What does the Mishnah say?
The
Mishnah says 7 days. So what's the kasha? Bishlom, according to Ish Lakish, I understand the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is asking, what do you mean lama mafrishim? We know lama. We have Yelfusa from Miluim. By Miluim, there was Shiva Siyamim, yeah, like the pasuk we just read. It was Taka Prisha Shiva Siyamim, Fusha Pasuk in Chumash. So that's also here. You need Prisha Shiva Siyamim. But what is the Gemara asking from Mishlakish? Le Mishlakish Kedi Isla. Mishlakish Kedi Isla, we only have 6 days. We only have a Makar for 6 days of Prisha. So what do you mean? So we still have to understand the seventh day. So what's the Kasha? And Taka, the Gemara already asked it, and Dav Dalit. Yeah, and the end of Dav Gimel with the base. That's the din of Ish Lakish. Fek the Gemara v'anan shivat nan. So the Gemara masnisin Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseva he dechayish l'tumas beisai. Hainu, the Mishnah has another concern, and that's what completes the 7 days. That the Kohen Gadol is going to be tamei because of his wife, like the Gemara is going to say here. And Mimelo, it's going to be Tumas Shiva, he's going to be Tommy for 7 days, because if in case his wife is a Nida, and Mimelo, that's why we need 7 days. That's the Gemara what he said in Dav Dalit. So what is the Gemara asking here? Lo mafrishim ilu Yishlakish kedei Yisli. Kedei Amrini, kedei Amrini. Yishlakish doesn't, is not enough for explaining the Mishnah. Even before what the Gemara says, yeah, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, Yerachi goma, mi beisei lo mapirish. Yeah, the Hainu, when we ask Lama Fishim, we're not asking about the din Prisha to the Lishka, rather we're asking about the other din, Prisha mi Ishtoi. That's what the Gemara is saying, right? What do you have to come on to that? According to Ish Lakish, even without the teretz of the Gemara, that mi beis Lama Piresh, even Legabi the Lishka, but you only have a Mekoyer for 6 days, why are you staying in the Lishka for 7 days? That's the Chur over in the Gemara here. So the Maritz Chais asks the Seif Not. Ilu Ish Lakish Kede Islay. Fractory Maritz Chais. Tzorich Yun Godl. Dari Le'el. Le Ish Lakish Di Olif Misinay. Gimel Mudbez. Le Ish Lakish Di Olif Misinay. Lo Yhave Yirak Prishas Shisho. Umeshani, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiru, the Chayish Lutumas Beis, the Gemara Stak Oimed, the Konfish Logish, the Sinai doesn't explain all the 7 days, only 6 out of the 7. Vim Kain Frektim Atzchayis, Leish Logish, the Olif Misinai, Al Kocho Kva Yodanu, the Chayishin Lutumas Beisoi, Dim Loichain, Einoi Nochush Rak Prisha Shisho. Einoi Nochush Rak Prisha Shisho, Tzorichim Godi. Einoi Nochush, maybe it's close. Anyway, yeah, so he blibes to him. Here's the kasha. Okay? Food for thought. Okay. Okay. So Bekitzer, the Gemara's kasha is, why do you have to separate the Kohen Gadol from his wife for 7 days before Yom Kippur? Why is that necessary? That's not coming, not from Miluim, not from Sinai. So what's the reason for that? Zog the Gemara. Zog di Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro Imeir, Shema Timotze Ishtoi Safik Nido, Viyova Yoleo. There's a different chashash, and that's the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro that we had on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara said the Mishnah, our Mishnah, is going with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro. The Gemara already said it according to Ish Lakish, even for explaining the number of the days, right? So now the Gemara is saying, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's necessary, we have to come on to Tumas Beis, to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro. Why? To this chashash, why? Because otherwise, he wouldn't have to be mafish mi beisoy, the Kohen Gadol. It would be enough to be mafish him to Lishkas Pahedvin without separating him from his wife. Okay, so before we explain what exactly the chashash is here, yeah. So basically, the chashash is that maybe his wife is going to be a safik nida, and meila if he was born, if the kohen gadol yavil there, so he's going to have a tumas boil nida. Hainu, the Torah says that just like nida is tumas shiva smir shiva siyam, also someone that is boil the nida while she's a nida, he also has a tumas shiva like a nida. And meila, in such a case, the Kohen Gadol himself is going to have tumas shiva yomim, and he won't be able to do the avodah on Yom Kippur, because a tummy is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash b'chlal. So that's why we make sure to separate him from his wife already 7 days in advance. And this way, even if he's going to have a tumas boil nido from his wife, so you're ready when Yom Kippur comes. He's already going to be able to be tired from that tumah, because it's going to really be past 7 days. Yeah, he's going to be toivel. It's going to be 7 days. Okay, so before we go, we dive into the sugi of nida here. Basically, the main focus of the sugi we're going to learn today is hilchos nida. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's shtikl masecht nida sugi here. So before we go into it, I just wanna be oimid on one point that we shine him oimid here, which is still which is monegia here to us. It's still a yumadika inyan. The Gemara is asking. I guess you could just take it off that wall and put it here, and then you won't have to keep turning around then to remind me that that the time that remind yourself. You don't have a.
Oh, that's my friend.
Donation.
Also, once we're stopping, I'm just going to get a coffee. Continue, because I prepared some.
Yeah. Bekitzer, so what's the problem here? So the Rishonim are being aimed on an interesting shaila here. What is the Gemara ask? What is the Gemara? What's the Gemara's problem? Gemara is saying there's tzvei dinim in the Prisha. There's the din Lishka, and there's a din Prisha Miishtai. Din Lishka, we understand why we need it. Miluim, Sinai, but what do you need the Prisha Miishtai? That's the Gemara's kasha. The problem is, Lichura, once you already have the din Prisha to the Lishka, that is learned from Miluim or Sinai, Lichura, already Mimela, he's going to have to be Payush Miishtai by definition. Because the Lishkas Bahedrin, it's Mavua later in the Masechta, that it was the Pashtis, it's Mavua later in the Masechta, Pashtis of the Gemara is that it was in the Azara, the Lishkas Bahedrin. It was in the Azara. Yeah. Now, if it was in the Azara, how could the Kohen Gadol bring his wife there? Why not? Because the din is that a Balkari, even a Balkari, is not allowed to, it's a Tumakala, Balkari. He's not allowed to go into the Azara. And Mimelo, Kal v'chomer, someone that is having a tashmish with his wife, yeah, I'm saying it's the same tuma basically. It's a tumas balkari. Yeah, every time someone is being mishamish with his wife, so he has a tumas balkari. Yeah, every time he's a moitzi zera, so he's a balkari. So a balkari is not even allowed to go into the Azor. Kal v'chomer, you're not allowed to make yourself a balkari in the Azor. Yeah, a person is biyadayim, yeah, becoming a balkari while he's in the Azor. It's a deiraisa. How could you do that? So mimelo. So what's going on here? Who it's a pellet? Once you're saying there's a din prisha to the lishkas pahedrin, so mimelo he's going to have to be pavish miishtoi because he can't be with his wife there. Because he's going to be a balkari. So what's the Gemara asking? What he needs Prisha Mibesif for? What do you mean? The Gemara is asking Bishlam of the Prisha Lishka. I understand that's coming from Miluim, from Sinai. But what about the Prisha Mishta? What do you mean? Once you have the Mekoyf and Miluim and seen the Prisha Lidishka, so Mimele has to be Prisha Mishta. It's a Zaytik Ezach, but it's Mimele, it's going to have to be this way. In other words, in the Gemara it sounds like it's Shayich to be Mekayim, the Din Prisha Lidishka, that we learn from Miluim and Sinai, without being Prisha from your wife. It's possible. How is it possible? So that already Rashi was bothered with. So for answering this, Rashi Be'etzem starts off with a different kasha. Yeah, this is something you answer in kasha. Oh yeah. So behekdim makushi acheres. In fact, Rashi, before you asking me this on the Gemara, how will he be able to be with his wife in the Lishkas Pahedrin? So Rashi says, I have even an earlier question. Forget about his wife. Even if his wife is not there, he's taka pirish miyishtoi. But how is the Kohen Gadol? How could the Kohen Gadol be there? The Kohen Gadol himself. How could he be there? Why not? Zok Rashi, if he's going to stay there for 7 days in Lishkas Behedrin, obviously he's also going to sleep there. He wants to stay 7 days without sleeping, right? You can't even not sleep for 3 days, right? Later on in the Mishnah, it says that in the last night, the night of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol doesn't sleep. Yeah, they prevent him from falling asleep. But obviously, he does. Yeah, for the rest of the 7 days before Yom Kippur, he does sleep. Frek Rashi, how could you sleep in the Azor? Forget about Ishtoi. How could a person sleep in the Azor? For sleeping in the Azor requires. You know, he's not sleeping, he's not standing, right, when he's sleeping, right? He's laying down. Yeah. No, so what's the problem with that?
You're not allowed to sit.
Oh, right. In the Azor, you're not even allowed to sit, not only to lay down. Ein yeshiva ba'azor, elo l'malchi b'zdovit bilvad. So how could the king go to stay in the Azor for 7 days? He's going to have to lay down and sleep there. How could you do that? You're not even allowed to sit. Koshek ain't not to lay down to sleep. And even if he's going to sleep sitting, yeah, ain yeshiva bazor. He's not going to sleep standing, obviously. Yeah, in other words, the point is it's about the position. There's no issur to sleep in the azor. The issur is to sit. Yeah, there's a din amido. Yeah, you have to be standing up in the azor. So if someone is laying down, or someone is sitting, kol shekin, if he's laying down, that's usur in the azor. Yeah. Even if someone is falling asleep standing, obviously he's going to be leaning on something. Otherwise, he's going to fall down, right? Even if he's going to be leaning on something, there's a sugi of smicha ki yeshiva, taka b'negei yesh en yeshiva bazel machi b'zdavid b'lvad. Yeah, Taisus talk about it. Even smicha is ki yeshiva ligabi ligabi en yeshiva. But you're not even allowed to lean on something.
So the kohanim have to be well rested.
you can come in like a shloft, you know, a cup of coffee, leaning. Needing a cup of coffee, it doesn't go. You have to be alert.
Yeah, it's like when you have a job that you don't sit down, there's no falling asleep.
Yeah. So that's Rashi's kashas. Rashi's saying, before you're asking me kashas about Ishtoi, what about the Kohen Gadol alone? How could he stand there so? Zok Rashi, Mimelo, Al Kochach, we have to say anyway, even before I was so young, it's Muchrach, that the Lishkas Bahedrin didn't have Kedushas Azorah. For some reason, it didn't have Kedushas Azorah. Because otherwise, the Kohen Gadol himself wouldn't be able to stay there for 7 days. Once you're saying it didn't have Kedushas Hazava there, so Melo, that answers also the other kasha. How could he bring his wife in? Yeah, the Gemara is suggesting that he could bring his wife in. Why, the Gemara is asking, why can he bring his wife in? We know there's a din prisha to the Lishka that we learn from Miluim Sinai. But why does he have to separate from his wife? Let his wife join. Yeah, that's a Rashi's teaching of the Gemara's kasha, right? What's the I? We asked, how could his wife come in? He's going to be a Balkari if he's going to be with his wife. How could he be a Balkari in the Azor? You know, Balkari, even a Balkari, someone became Balkari chutz la'Azor can't come into the Azor. You can't become Balkari in the Azor. Teretz is up to Rashi. We anyway had to say that it didn't have Kedushas Azor during that Lishko. Because otherwise, even the Kohen Gadol himself wouldn't be able to say that. Why don't we say that? So it's not sure that he can even bring his wife in if it's not, it doesn't have to just as well. So why not bring even his wife? That's Rashi's Tikkul Toiv here. Now, what's Taka the Pshat in Rashi's Teretz? Rashi's saying, Al Kochach Lishkas Behedrin Lo Yhoisa Kedusha. It didn't have Kedusha. It didn't have Kedusha as well. How is it possible? The problem is, as we mentioned before, It's mevur in the Gemara later in the Masechta Pashtis that Lishkas Bahedrin was located in the Azov. So how could it be that it didn't have Kedushas Azov if it was technically in the Azov? Okay, so that's the problem here. So there is a Taisis later that Taka want to suggest that said that maybe it wasn't technically in the Azov. We're not getting into that. Maybe we'll leave it for later. Taka Abgiveger here refers to that Taisis Das Chesam Base. But Kopanim Pashtis Lishkas Pahedvin Mevun the Gemara later that it wasn't the Azov. Now, if it wasn't the Azov, so how could it be that it didn't have Kedushas Azov? So, Taisvis explain in Daf Chesem Udbeis, the same Taisvis, Daf Chesem Udbeis, yeah, so the first Malach and Taisvis, that's what we're going to go with the Pashtim Mahalach. Tais say, the Pshat is like this, in a Chinami it wasn't the Azov, however, It was not open to the Azova. The Hainu, the location of this room was within the Azova, yeah, within the borders of the Azova, but the entrance was through Chutz LaAzova. The Hainu, it was open, the Pesach of the Lishka was open to Chutz LaAzova. So the way you go in and out of this room is from outside the Azova. Once you enter the room, so you're technically in the Azov now, right? But it's not opened to the Azov, it's opened to Chutz LaAzov. That's how it was built. Azay Zok Taisin Dav Ches, that's what we're gonna have to say.
Meaning there was a door on the other side?
No, there's one Pesach to this Lishka, and it's opened, and that Pesach is open to Chutz LaAzov.
So
the way you go into this Lishka is through Chutz LaAzov. You don't go outside. The Kohen Gadol is coming mibachutz, and he's going straight into this room from Chutz LaAzov.
And then
when he goes out, to the Chutz LaAzov. The only access to this room is from Chutz LaAzov. Yeah. How does that solve the problem? But lemaisa, it's in the Azov, this Lishko. What's the nafkamina? Where do you find yourself when you go out or before you go in? Lemaisa, once you're in, you're in the Azov.
Maybe.
Huh? Yeah?
Maybe the din is, yeah, you go by, so where the Pesach is then.
Right. So this is not a maybe, it's a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah, often a Mishnah in Maisel Sheni, Masechta Maisel Sheni. The Mishnah says, the Kedusha Azov is not tolui in where is the place itself, but it's totally where's the room, but it's totally in where it's open to, and it goes both ways. If you have a room that is chutz la'azova, but it's pasuach la'azova, so it has kedushas azova. And if you have on the other hand the lishko that is in the azova, but it's pischay pasuach lechutz la'azova, so it does not have kedushas azova. It's mefusha mishnu ma'isel sheni. So mele zok toisis. That's the pshat. And the Lishka's Pahed in Vaistos, this Lishka was built in the Azova, and that's like we see in the Gemara, like it's Mavu later in the Masechta that it was technically in the Azova, but the Pesach of it was open to Chutz LaAzova, and that's why it did not have Kedushas Azova in that room. Okay, it was technically in the Azova, but it didn't have Kedushas Azova. And that's why you are allowed to sit there and even to sleep there. Okay? There's no Ein Yeshiva Ba'azava there because it doesn't have Kedushas Azava. It's taka interesting. Maybe we'll just mention Bekitzer. Yeah, we'll talk about maybe Mubarikis and we'll get to the Sugis that I want to get to that. But there's already Taisis in the beginning of the Masecht and Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Taisis are pointing out that there's a din pre-show. We saw our mission is talking about the din pre-show of Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur, and then there's a mission in power that the Gemara brings in the first Gemara in Yuma about pre-show of a Kohen Hasayif as a power, Shiva Yomim, right? Now the Kohen Gadol, the pre-show of the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur is to Lishkas Pahedvin. Mashenkin, the pre-show of the Kohen Hasayif as a power the Mishnah Parah says that it's the Lishkas of Heaven, Lishkas Beis of Heaven, different Lishka. So Tais already in the Beis Mudalif explained what's the difference between these two Lishachos, Lishkas of Heaven and Lishkas Parahedrin. So Tais is saying, yeah, in the Inami there, that the Lishkas Parahedrin is Bnuya Bakoidish, Masha'enkin the Lishkas Beis of Heaven is Bnuya. Is Bnuya, takes the same like this. They're saying Lishkas Pahedvin is in the Azara, and the Lishkas Beis Evan of the Paraduma is in the Harabais. It's not in the Azara, but it's Chutz La Azara in the Harabais. Okay? And Tais explained the reason for it is because the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur that has is Avodas Bifnim, Lifnim, Lifnai, Lifnim. So that's why his appropriate place to prepare for that is in the Azara, because there's a void that's going to be in the Azara, and even in Kodesh Kodoshim, Masha'enkin, the Kain HaSarifis HaPara, the void of Parah Aduma, the Sarifis HaPara, is being done Chutz LaAzara. Not only the Sarifah, even the Azara, the whole thing is being done on Chutz LaBeis HaMikdash, on HaAzeisim B'chla. So that's why, by him, it's not, he doesn't have a Lishka in the Azara for preparing for that. So that still stems with what we're saying here. Technically, it's in the Azara, the Lishkas Parahedrin, yeah, because that's what's right for the Kohen Gadol that's going to do the Avodah in the Azara. So mitzad the Makoyim Shiba, it's in Makoyim HaAzara, but the Kedushas Azara it doesn't have, because we have no choice. If we want him to stay there for 7 days, so it has to be a place that doesn't have Kedushas Azara. How could you have a place that on the one hand is the Makim Azara, because we want the Kohen Gadol to be in the Makim Azara for those 7 days, and on the other hand we won't have Kedushas Azara, so he's going to be able to sleep there, to sit there. For that, we build the Lishka that is technically in the Azara, but it's open to Chutz LaAzara. So this is how you have it both ways. We want to have a Dafka in Makim Azara, and on the other hand you don't have Kedushas Azara. This is how you accomplish both. Okay, so that's the idea here of the Lishka Azara. Lishka's Pahed. Yeah. Yeah. Now, the problem with this whole mahalach is with Rashi, yeah, basically we explained how Rashi is working out the Gemara here, yeah, we had a problem, Rashi had a kasha, how would it be shaykh to stay with his wife if he's already in Lishkas Parahedrin, right? The Gemara is saying, he also has to separate from his wife for a different reason, for Tumas Beisoy, because there's a chashash, Shama Yovel Lishtemito, but otherwise, mitzad the etzim din prisha of Sina and Miluim, he would have to be separated from his wife, right? So Rashi asked, how is it shaykh? Once he's perished to Lishkas Parahedrin, so he can't be with his wife, because he's going to be a Balkari. So Rashi answered, no, it anyway doesn't have Kedushas Azara there. Al Kochoch, because otherwise, even without his wife, he wouldn't be able to stay there. How could he sleep there? How could he sit there? Right? So he said, anyway, it doesn't have Kedushas Azara. So therefore, he could even bring in his wife. However, there's a different problem. There's a chashash, Shama Yaval Ishtanidon, that's why we talk tell him to not bring his wife, to separate from his wife. Right? That's the Mahalach according to Rashi. And we explain, what does this mean? It doesn't have Kedushas Azara. It's in the Azara. Right, it's in the Azara, but it's Pesuach L'chutz L'Azara. Okay, so that's the Cheshbon. But there's a big problem, this Rabbi Yisai. Frek Taisis on Rashi. The Kashilon. The Nehi Deloi Kedisho Kedushas Ki Kedushas Azara. Okay, so we said, Kedushas Azara doesn't have. Because it's Pesuach L'chutz L'Azara. So that answers the first Kasha of how could the Kohen Gadol sit down there? How could the Kohen sleep there? However, for bringing in his wife, Zoktoy says, even that's not enough. You know why? Mikol makon kehar abayis hoiso. Damrin in perek poras chatos, dechol abayis machne leviyo hu, ubal keri in irash, likones b'machne leviyo. Yeah? It's a bam kasha. All you're accomplishing, yeah, so again, we were dealing with two different problems here. There's the problem of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azora, and there's the problem of Tumas Balkevi of being with his wife, right? Zok Toises, there's a difference between these two halachos. Ein Yeshiva Ba'azora is Dafka in the Azora. if once you chutz la'azara, even though you're still in harabais, so you're allowed to sit down, you're allowed to lay down. However, when it comes to the other din of tumas balkeri, of being with your wife, that even chutz la'azara is aser. That's not only in the azara, balkeri is not even allowed to come into the harabais. The azara has a din of machnes shechino, has an extra kedusha there, machnes shechino. But already the harabais has a certain level of kedusha. Kedusha is machne leviyah, yeah. Chutz laharabais, the whole Yerushalayim is machne Yisrael. Then the harabais is machne leviyah. Harabais is already a higher kedusha, and that kedusha is already enough for answering balkeri. Balkeri is not allowed to go even to harabais. Yeah, that's even today. Yeah, balkeri cannot go into harabais, right? So, how does it help for Ektoisvis to say that the Lishkas Behedrin didn't have Kedushas Azara? It's true that we have to say it didn't have Kedushas Azara, because otherwise even Kohen Gadol himself cannot stay there. That's true. That Toisa masking with Rashi's Cheshbon, and Toisa even explained how it works out. It's Pesuach Lachut, it's all good. But for Ektoisvis, all that's going to accomplish is to make the Lishka Ois Kedushas Azara. But it's going to still have Kedushas Harabais. It's going to still have Kedushas Machne Leviyah, and even that Kedusha is enough for answering him to be with his wife. The Kohen Gadol himself will be able to stay there and sit there and sleep there, but he won't be able to ring his wife because he's going to be a Balkeri, and a Balkeri could not be even in the whole Harabais, even in Machne Leviyah, even Chutz La'azara. So how does Rashi's Teretz help? Even after Rashi's Shtikul Teretz, that we're forced to say that doesn't have Kedushas Azara, it's still not enough to answer the Kasha we have here. He still won't be able to bring his wife in. Because even if it's not Hazar, but Chacha, Harabais it is. That's Tosis Kasha on Rashi. It's a big Kasha. It's Mamash Kushi Atzuma. You hear the Kasha, Abayis? It's Mamash Kushi Atzuma. It's taka interesting. If you look in Rashi's Lashon, Rashi's not saying Shari al kohoch lishkas pahedvin loy hoysa lo kedushas azara. Rashi is saying Shari al kohoch lishkas pahedvin loy hoysa kedusha. It's maybe it's tikkul mashma in Rashi's lashon that Rashi holds that this lishka didn't have kedusha at all, not even kedushas ha'abais. You have to know how is it shaykh b'mitzia, how is it possible, yeah, technically, to have such a thing. A lishka which is lichura in the azara, but it doesn't even have kedushas ha'abais. You have to know, but lichuro in Lashon Rashi, it's taka mashma. Rashi is already coming to prevent this. That it didn't even have kedushas ha'abayis there. It's taka interesting. Lichuro Rashi's cheshbon was that we have two kashas here, and chadu mitaratzu bechaverto. Right? Rashi is saying once we're going to have to answer the kasha of inishiva bazor bilvad. For that, we're going to have to say there's no kedusha. So imelo, it's also going to answer the other kasha. How could he bring his wife in? Right? Now, lichura, even if we're saying that Rashi taka holds they didn't have kedusha at all, but already in the cheshbon of Rashi, chotch that is going to be already a problem. The cheshbon of Rashi, because Rashi is saying, kilu, it's haba hotalia. Once we're going to solve the problem of any shiva bazo, we can also have a solution for the problem of ishtar, and that's lichura not true, because for answering the kasha of any shiva bazo, it's enough to say that it doesn't have kedusha sazara. You don't need more than that. Even if it has Kedushas Harabais, it already doesn't bother us, because any yeshiva is only bazo, and Harabais, it's mutter yeshiva and shchiva, right? However, for answering the second kasha of Ishto, you need to go a step further. You have to say that it doesn't even have Kedushas Harabais. So, Rashi sounds like, once you can answer the kasha of any yeshiva, bazo, so we merely can have a teretz also for the kasha of Ishto. Lichu, it's nishtazoi. Because you have to say a better teretz for the ishtay than you have to say for the azor. For the azor, you only have to make it ois kedushas azor, but for the ishtay, it's not enough. For the ishtay, you have to make it ois kedushas harabais. So maybe Rashi Taka means that it doesn't have kedushas harabais either somehow, but kuponim, the cheshbon of Rashi lichu is already shver, because it's already not hobo tali, these two kashas. One teretz for the famous shub azor, you only have to say there's no kedushas azor. And now for our kasha of the ishtay, you have to say further, you have to say it doesn't even have kedushas harabais. And Rashi, it's mashma that it's all one thing, it's all one teretz for both. So it's taku. It's taku shver. Okay. One second. Yeah, so there's going to be more sugis about it later. In Mitzvah Shem, we're going to talk, hopefully, when we get to it, more about the Pratim and the Gedoyim here. This is Tais Kasha Oifanot and Rashi. Yeah. Okay, so there's a raid about this. There's a sefer, Pe'er HaLevanoi, at the whole sefer. This is someone that used to come to the shir. So he gave me the sefer that his grandfather was mechaber. It's a whole sefer about the Kedushas HaMikdash. Different dinim, Kedushas HaZavah, Kedushas HaMabais. So he has a simon about this. So he's addressing this kasha. So he wants to say, so without going into the details now, maybe we'll get to the sugyas later about this, but he's just saying, Efshe Rashi Taka doesn't mean here, the way, again, we said Rashi is saying anyway, you have to say there's no Kedusha there, there's no Kedusha Zazova, right? So how is it Shaykh? It's in the Azor and it doesn't have Kedusha Zazova. So we said, Al Pi Taisis later in Dafkes Amud Beis, the Pshat is it's technically in the Azor, just it's Pasuach L'chutz L'Azor, right? Now, if that's the case, if that's the Kinto, so now we have Teisus Kasho. If that's the case, so it doesn't have Kedushas HaZoah, but Chotz Kedushas HaBayis it has. Why? Because if it's in the HaZoah and it's open to Chutz LaHazoah, where is it open to? If it's open to Chutz LaHazoah, so where is it open to?
To
the HaRabayis, right?
Yeah.
So even if you go, so even though we talk a go bus or the Pesach, like the Mishnah Maksa Shani says, okay, so Chotch Kedushas HaRabayis you should have. The Pesach is Pesuch to HaRabayis, right? So that's you're going to have Teisus Kasha here. So how does it help to say that it's Pesuch Luchot HaRabayis? It's only going to help for the Yeshiva, for the Shechiva, but it won't help for the Balkei, for Ishtar, right? So he wants to say, maybe that's not the Pshat of Rashi. See, Rashi didn't mention this whole Ukimta that it was in Dazo and Pesuch Luchot HaRabayis. Rashi is not saying that. That's Teisus and Dafches is saying that. So Taisus Lishitosam, Taisus understood Rashi the way they explain it. That Mitzad Echad it's in Mokim Azor, Mitzad Shein it's Pesuach L'chutz Azor. So Taisus asking, okay, but Chotch should have, that should only answer the Kash of Yeshiva, but should only answer the Kash of Yeshiva, because Chotch should have Kedushas Machnesh Levich, Kedushas Ha'abais. So he wants to say, maybe Rashi never meant that. When Rashi is saying that we're going to have to say that it didn't have Kedushas Azor, Rashi doesn't mean that it was Pesuach L'chutz Azor. But Rashi means something else. He brings down a Ritva. There's a Ritva later in Daf Yudalef and Mudalef. So the Ritva. So the Ritva in Daf Yudalef and Mudalef. That's where the Gemara is mashma that the Lishkas Behedrin was technically in the Azov and the Mokim Azov. Frekta Ritva there in Yudalef, v'im toima v'chevan dilif. Hare yoimet is b'machne shchino. Yeah, if it's in the Azor, the Lishkas Behedrin, so it's in machne shchino. V'ilu b'machne shchino ein yeshiva v'kol shekin shchivo. In other words, the Ritva there is asking Rashi's kasha here. Rashi asked, how could the Kohen Gadol sleep there? It's in the Azor, right? So the Ritva is asking the same kasha. In the Gemara later in Yudalef, when the Gemara is talking implying that the Lishka was in the Azava, in fact, the Ritva knew, so how would the Kohen Gadol stay there for 7 days? How could he sleep there? Any Yeshiva Ba'azava? So this was Rashi's Kashi, right? And the Ritva there says a different teretz than what we said so far, Taisis and Ches. The Ritva says, V'yeshloima, the shiny hacha, the mitchilas asiyoso hoisolekach, the loinis kachokish ahazava. So he's not saying it's not pesuach la'azava. He says it's mashim the ritva even if it is pesuach la'azava. Just he's saying this was a lishka, this was a room that already originally when they built it al das that it shouldn't be niskadish. It should be in the makim ha'azava, but it shouldn't. The chalais kedushas ha'azava originally when they built the Beis HaMikdash, when the kedusha was chal, so they made a tnai that this room shouldn't have the kedusha. That's why the Kohen Gadol was able to sleep there, Zokter Ritva, because the Taka didn't have kedusha mikara. Because it was a tnayazan, not because the way it was built, but because what they had in mind, what when they built it, what it was planned for. It was made for this purpose of the Kohen Gadol to stay there for every week, every year for a week. So that's why originally, yeah, they didn't give it kedusha at all. Yeah, what are you saying, Levon?
Would that help for the harabayis also?
So, obvious though. So one second. So he's saying. Could be the Rashi here holds like the Ritva. Again, we saw there's two ways how to explain that even though it's in the Azor, it doesn't have to just Azor. Either because it's Pasuach L'chutz L'Azor, like Teis and the Fchezum with Beis, and that won't help for Rashi, like Teis themselves are asking, because what about the Kedushas and Arayis? And then there's a different Mahalach, a different solution, the Ritva and Yudalef, that is saying, it was Miko was Adayte Dehachi for being the Lishkas Kohen Gadol, and Melo, didn't have Kedusha. It doesn't matter how it's built. What matters is why it was built, for what it was built. So it's like a Tnayas that they didn't have Kedusha. So maybe that's what Rashi means here. There was no kedusha not because of Taisis of Pesach, but because of the Ritva, because of the kavan of the Tnai. And in Meila lefizeh, this could answer Taisis kasha. What are Taisis asking? Taisis asking, what does it help to say that it doesn't have kedusha as well, but it still has kedusha ha'abais, right? He's saying, once you say that it's because of a tnai that Mikorot was meant for this purpose, so this could help even for the Kedushas HaBayis. Just the thing is like this. I think this he's not explaining, but I think the way to work it out is like this. Be'etzim, Lemaiso could be that the Lishkas Parhedrin did have Kedushas HaBayis, even according to Rashi. This is a nuance here. It's G'day to we don't have to say. I'm not quoting now. I'm saying he's just making the tush still the safe bit that Rashi maybe meant the Ritva. He's going with the Ritva, not with Taisus. And Mela, this is how we could answer even Taisus Kasha Nahabai. But I'm just saying how we could work it out. Lemaisa, it doesn't mean that if you think about it, what's the Ritva saying when they built this Lishka? So they had in mind that it should be for the Kohen Gadol, so obviously they didn't make it Kodesh, because otherwise the Kohen Gadol won't be able to stay there for 7 days. How will he sleep, right? So obviously, Mikara. They didn't give it the Kedusha. Now, for that, you don't have to say they didn't give it Kedusha as Ha'abais, you only have to say they didn't give it Kedusha as Zoh. So how does that answer the Kasha? Teretz is, I think so. I think that we could say like this. Pshat is, when the Gemara was in Achinami, Lemaisa we know the Kohen Gadol stays there alone without his wife, right? Right? So Lemaisa, there's no Chashash Balkeri there. So that's why we didn't have to make it Ois Kedushas HaBayis. All we had to do is to make it Ois Kedushas HaZoh. When they built this Lishka, they planned it to be a Mokim Sheino, a Mokim Shechiva for the Kohen Gadol for a week a year. So in Meila, they didn't give it Kedushas HaZoh. But Kedushas HaBayis is not a problem. You're allowed to sit and sleep in the HaBayis as long as he's not with his wife. And he's talking out with his wife. The Mishnah says, Mefurish, that's the first Mishnah in Yuma. Mafishnu is Mibaisi, anyway, won't be his wife, so there's nothing to worry about. So Lemaisa could have Kedusha Sahabais, or maybe Taka did have Kedusha Sahabais. However, when the Gemara was asking, why Lama Mafishnu is Mibaisi? Why is it Taka necessary to separate it from his wife? So Rashi is asking, what do you mean? How will he be able to take his wife with him? It's in the Azor. So what is Rashi saying? No, it didn't have Kedusha Azor there. Because anyway, we have to say that it didn't have Kedusha Azor. Otherwise, even he himself wouldn't be able to sit there and to sleep there, right? So what's Shan and Rashi? So I think the Pshat is like this. Rashi is saying, the Gemara was asking, why do you have to be Mafi Shoyse Mi Ishtoi? And Mimelo, dying like this. Gemara is asking, why do you have to be mafish oisei mi ishtoi and mimeilot could have kedusha sahabais there? Let him bring his wife, and if we would let him bring his wife, so mimeilot miikara when they would build the lishka, they would make a tnai that even kedusha sahabais it won't have. It's how good for it's how about talio. It depends what the plan is. The Ritva is saying that because the plan was that this should serve the Kohen Gadol to sleep there for 7 days a year, so they obviously didn't give it Kedushas Hazara when they built it, right? Now, just like they could make a Zat Tnai that it shouldn't have Kedushas Hazara, even though it's technically in the Hazara, so obviously they could make the same Tnai, but the Kedushas HaBayis, they shouldn't have Kedushas HaBayis, even though it's in HaBayis. What's the difference? It's the same thing. However, halacha lemaisa, it wasn't necessary for them to make the tnai hazoivait, to make it oisik lishas habayis, because what's the problem? He anyway won't be with his wife there. Just the Gemara means to ask that let him be with his wife. Aye, what about the balkeri? What about the kedushas hazara? Just the kedushas habayis. Just like they made a tnai legabe the kedushas hazara, they could have made a tnai legabe the kedushas habayis. The hainu luyetzuyer, the din would be that he could come with his wife. So already when they would build the Azara, when they would build the Lishkas Pahedrin, they would know that the Kongol is going to stay there with his wife every year for a week. And Mimela, they would have in mind that it should have even Kedushas HaBayis. Just like they had in mind now, it should have Kedushas Azara, yeah? So it would be Mitchilas, like the Ritva says, Mitchilas Asiyas HaYisrael, Kach Lein Iskach, Kishar Azara. Yeah, it's not clear. It's Lav Dafka, by the way, that's Lav Dafka that it, I keep saying it tonight, it's Lav Dafka that it works with Lomdis of Tnai. It could be the Ritva, the Lomdis is that the Loshna Ritva is Shiny Hochad Mitchilas Asiyaso Aiso Lekach Veloy Niskach Kishar Azor. Dahainu, it seems like since Lemaisa, the purpose, the tachlis of this room was to serve for something, for kind of a function that you cannot do in the Azara, so he made it wasn't Niskach Kishar Azor. Yeah, when you build a room that Lehadia was meant to serve a yeshiva or shchiva, so Imeila doesn't have to do just a zava because yeshiva and zava doesn't go together. Yeah, so Tufrek the Gemara, if it was meant to serve the Kohen Gadol being with his wife, so it wouldn't have to do just a habayis either. So Itaka would be able to bring his wife in. So that's why Itaka would be shayich for the Kohen Gadol to be mekayim v'din prishul yiskbayin with his wife to come with his wife there. And that's why we need a reason. Why are we talk about making him to pay Shmi Yishtei also? So that maybe could be a Mahalach and Rashi here how to answer Taisa's kasha.
I was wondering, maybe even though Benegei the Azara is a koyach that we have a choice to make that the room of Paranjan is not Kedushas Azara, but for something to not have Kedushas Harabayis. Maybe it's natural. The Harabayis, Kedusha.
We already said once, there's a musig of Yesh L'Tarets B'Doichak, but there's no musig of Yesh L'Hakshis B'Doichak. You don't make assumptions for asking kashis.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're trying to answer Rashi, right? Yeah. We're not trying to have him shver. Tell you, asking a kasha. So we're trying to explain. Rashi knows what he's talking about, right? So we're saying a mahalach how to answer Rashi. It'll be the Ritva. So you know you're making an assumption. I don't know where's the assumption coming from. But even if it makes sense, this assumption, yeah, you don't make assumptions for asking kashis.
So the count.
You have a reason to be mechalek kedushas hazon kedushas habayis. You have a raya that it's different. Mechateisa. If the Ritva is saying that if makom shemitchilo asui lekach, so it doesn't have kedushas hazara. So makom that is mitchilo asui. For a ma'aseh that it doesn't shtim in the Azara, so it doesn't have kedushas Azara. So in the same way, you could say the same thing about the kedushas Habayis. What's the difference? Mechateisa, there's a difference. Maybe there's a difference because of a maybe. You want to ask a kashan Rashi?
No, it didn't come out good, but before.
Yeah.
When this came up, this idea of kedushas Habayis.
Yeah.
I was wondering if we're going to say such a thing. That they can have, like I even brought it up, that you can make that mitchila that it shouldn't have kedushas harabayis, but I wasn't sure if we should say.
So the Ritva says there is such a thing, right? Yeah. We have a Ritva. There's a Ritva that says that even about kedushas hazara, he says you could make such. It works this way, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now the Maisa Toisfis have Toisfis because of this kasha they had in Rashi. So Taisus, not happy with Rashi's mahalach. So Taisus is saying a different mahalach. We'll just mention Bekitzer. Yeah. So again, the problem is, how is the Gemara suggesting that he should be able to bring his wife there, if it's in the Azara? Yeah. Even if it doesn't have kedushas Azara, because it's pesuach lachutz, like Taisus is saying, in the Fches, but chotch kedushas Habayis it has. So that already should prevent him from bringing his wife. What do you have to come on to Chashash? Shema Yover Elishtenido. Even without it, he can't bring because he has to be in Dazo. Zok Toysis, Eloyesh Leforish, Mibes Eloy Loma Pirish, Havilon Lemeimar, Shiafishu Lemechilo Achas Behara Bais. The Amrino, Perikitz, Atsoilin, the Mechilos Lenis Kachu. Here, Zok Toysis. The Pshatna Gemara's kasha is not that he should be able to bring his wife to the Lishka, like Rashi says. Avadet to the Lishka, he won't be able to bring her, because Chach Kedusha Sarabais it has. However, Zoktis, the Gemara's kasha is, instead of bringing him to the Lishka, Spahedrin, bring him, the Bimafishim, to an underground basement under the Azorah. Yeah? Now, what's the accomplishment here? There's a din that we learned in Psachim that Mechilo is loy niskatshu. The underground doesn't have kedusha in the base of Mikdash. Yeah, the basement, the tunnels under the ground. So Mimeila, once he's going to be underground, so there won't be kedusha there. Yeah, and not only kedusha sazara, but even kedusha sahabais there won't be. And obviously Toysis is still going. Yeah, with the Mahalach is saying in Daf Chesem with Beis. Like we said, like it's Mevu in the Gemara and Yudalif, that technically it wasn't the Azava, this Lishko, yeah, we still have to say that. But the Pshat is going to be, it's geographically, it's located within the borders of the Azava, but under the ground. So we want to have the Lishkas Pahedrin in the Mokim HaZava, but yeah, that's a Pshachashivis, like Teis in the Beis, because the Kengodl is going to do the Avaido, Lifnim, Lifnayv, Lifnim, so you want also the Achon, the Prisha to be Lifnim. But Kedusha we can't have there because he has to sit there, and maybe he could even bring his wife there according to the Havamaniyah without the extra din of Prisham Beisoy. So the Gemara is asking, okay, so for having this accomplishment of having a Prisha in Mokim Azorah, you could have it in a Mechila under the Azorah, and Imela, there won't be Kedusha at all there. Not even Kedusha Sarabais. It is going to be in Mokim HaZorah in general, yeah, even under the Azorah, it's in Mokim HaZorah, but it's Keilu, the din of Mechilus Loinis Kachu is Mevu and Teis, like the longest is like this. The din of Mechilus Loinis Kachu doesn't mean that that underground is not the Azorah. It is the Azorah, but the Kedusha you don't have there. It's Mokim HaZorah, but you don't have the Kedusha there. It's Mokim HaRabais, but you don't have the Kedusha there. So that's going to solve even the Kedusha HaRabais. So that's what's going on here according to Tosfos. So Rashi is Mavviach. Rashi is saying we don't have to change the location. It could stay the same Lishka, because he's going to bring his wife there along. Tosfos is saying that won't work. The Gemara means to ask that he shouldn't go to the Lishka above the ground, but he should have a Lishka Sparhedrin under the ground. The Lishka Sparhedrin should be located in a basement. Yeah.
Keeps turning off too early.
Okay. Weiter. So, Zog di Gimor lo mapiv, Shtani Rabbi Yehuda ben Meir, Ochi Gimor Beis lo mapiv, Shtani Rabbi Yehuda ben Meir, Oimer Shema Timotzi Ishti Sofik Nido, V'yova Yoleo. Okay, so that's, so now we're getting to the Sugya of Nido here. So the Chashash is, there's a new Chashash, Zog di Gimor, there's a Gzeva de Rabbanon, that maybe, if he's going to stay with his wife all the way till Yom Kippur during the week before Yom Kippur, so maybe he's going to become a bayil nida. He's going to have a tumah of bayil nida. And he may lo tumah bayil nida. It's tumah shiva, so he won't be able to do avodah on Yom Kippur. So that's why we also, in addition to the din prisha to the lishko, we also have to separate it from his wife. Frag the gemara atu b'rishi askinon. What do you mean? His wife is going to be Safik Nida? If he knows that his wife is Safik Nida, so he's going to stay away. He's not a Rosha. So the Gemara Elo Shema Yovayal Ishtoi V'Timotzei Safik Nida. It might happen after Maisi, after the Bia, he might find out. Yeah, we might find out that she was a Safik Nida, or she's a B'Shas Maisi. What?
Why couldn't it be
a Vada? One second. Yes, can go 1 second. And Mimela, that's why, for preventing that from happening, so we make sure to separate him from his wife for the whole week. Because if she's going to be a Safik Nida, so, Misafik, he won't be able to do the Avoida. Misafik. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's going to be a Bayil Nida. We already said Safik Nida right away in the beginning. Shema Timotze Ishti Safik Nida V'Yavir Leah. Sofik nido. So sofik nido mi meilo mi sofik. Yes, take a day raiso. There's an issa day raiso for tamei to do the avoda, to come into the Beis Hamikdash. So mi sofik, you won't be able to do the avoda. So that's why we want to prevent that. Okay. So what are you asking? So you're asking. I have an aura here. How come the Gemara is saying that timotzi sofik nido and not vade nido?
Yeah.
Maybe she's even going to be a vade nido, yeah. Right? So. For that, we first have to understand what does this mean here. So timati sofik nido. What is the case we're talking about? And mele, what would be the case of vaday nido? And then we can get back to your aura. It's a good aura. We'll see soon. You mechamin to the aura of the rishonim already. So we'll get back to it. You see the ois dalet in the masayves hashas on sofik nido right here.
Yes. Yeah.
What does he say?
Ein
Tesis Nida Tesvav, right?
Yeah.
Tesis Nida, ask me your kasha.
Yeah,
so we'll get it soon, Mr. Hashem. So let's first understand what's going on here. Amaru Rabbanan Kamedev of Chizda. Oh, so maybe let's first see the Rashi. Elo Shema Yovay El Ishto in Nida, Ve'achakach Timoti Sofik Nida. And so Shema Yovay El Ishto, Ve'achakach Timoti Sofik Nida. You have the Rashi.
Yeah.
Zok Rashi, what's Pshat Timotzi Sofik Nida? How does that happen? You're going to find out that beforehand, Bishas the Bia, she was maybe a Nida. Yeah? After the Bia, you're going to find out that Bishas the Nida, she was maybe a Bia. A Nida. How does that happen? Zok Rashi, Shetim Tzodam Ala Sodin Shekin Choboi, Ve'en Yadua In Bishas Bia Hoyobodamze Oy Le'achar Bia. So what's the story? Rashi's saying, when she cleans herself, when she wipes herself after the bia, she might find dam on the cloth. Now, we won't know if this dam happened after the bia or already bishas the bia. Only if it happened bishas the bia,
is he tummy.
So he's going to be tummy al tzbayel nida. If it happened afterwards, not. So that's why it's a suffik nida. But even a suffik nida is enough of a problem for preventing him from the avodah. So let's first see what the Gemara is going to respond on this, and then we'll have the full picture here. So we'll get back to your kasha. Zog the Gemara. Amru Rabbanan Kamei Rav Chisda. Keman ki Rabbi Akiva the Omar nida metamu is boyalo. The Rabbanan haAmri ein nida metamu is boyalo. Okay, so for this we might have to get into the. Mishnayis in Nida. This is a whole set of Mishnayis in the beginning of Perek Sheni of Nida. A few Mishnayis that you have to know as a background for this Gemara. Okay, so it goes like this. After the Bia, when she wipes herself, so if she finds dam there right away after the bia, right away, she didn't even get out of bed, she wiped herself right away, so that's not even considered a suffix, that's considered a vaday. The hainu there, we assume for sure
that
the dam was there bishas the bia, and mimele he was boil nida. And immediately he has a tumas boil nida. Ad kedikach, the Mishnah says, in such a case, he has to bring a korban for bias nida is a koris, it was b'shoigig, so it's a chatas. He has to bring a korban. A korban you can't bring misafik. Yeah? So it's a safik chulin ba'azor. Misafik he kitaka bring oshem toloi. Yeah, but not chatas. The Gemara is saying he could bring a chatas vadai, he has to bring a chatas vadai, and her too. Yeah, both of them. They were both for sure either on Isser Nida. Yeah, so that's Benegeh the Isser. And also Benegeh the Tumah, he's Tummy, Shiva Yomim. She's for sure Tummy, she's anyway Tummy. Her Tumah doesn't matter if it was Bishas Dabi or not. He's anyway a Nida. But also the Baal is Tummy Shiva Yomim, for sure, B'Teres Vadai. Because since it was right away after the Bia, so we could assume for sure that the Dam was already there, Bishas Bia, and Imele she was already Nida, then Imele he's already Boil Nida. That's one category. Then, so maybe at this point, we're holding the Gemara's kasha, so we'll just prevent the two extremes. So that's if it was right away, it's a Vadei Nida. Now, then there's a din of... thinking, what's the right way of presenting this klor? By the way, this case of that happened right away is called in the Mishnah and Midah. The Mishnah and Midah is using an interesting word for it.
Well,
remember the word?
Not from
Rashi brings it down here.
Yeah, I never heard this word before.
Yeah, it's a word in the Mishnah and Midah. Oisyaim. Right? But it's not Oisei Hayoyim, because Oisei Hayoyim could be hours later. We're talking about right away, right?
Yeah.
So Rashi says, Oisei Hulashen Miyad Beloshen Yevoni. Because it's not a Hebrew word. Don't try to figure it out in Loshen HaKodesh. Oisei Hayoyim, it's not a Hebrew word, Bechla. It's a Greek word. Yeah, it's ancient Greek. In Greek, it means miyad, right away. That's a word for immediate. Yeah, immediately. Now, it's time interesting. Since we're talking about Loshen Yevoni, it's interesting the way the way people pronounce it is Oisayim, because you know it sounds like similar to the Hebrew Oisayim.
Yeah.
But Lemaisa, it's not the right way of saying the word. The way you really say this word is it's a Greek word, is evtioim, not oisioim, but evtioim. Kilu the vav is not a this is not a choyle molly. The first vav in the word, it's not an aleph with a vav with a choyle molly. You pronounce the vav. The vav is one of the letters you pronounce here. The first vav. It's like a vase. Evtioim, not oisioim. Evtioim. Yeah, the tough is with a dogesh, not oisioim, and the vav is pronounced, and the aleph is with a segel, so it's evtioim.
I don't know.
This is saying, if you want to know things, you gotta study them. So if you study, you know, yeah. So this is in the Tosis Rid here. Right? If you open the Tosis Rid here, Tosis Rid is Gairis. Aleph Yud Vav Tof Yud Aleph Vav Samech. So you see, it's Tof Yud, yeah, Tof with the Chirik, like we said, Evtiyaim, and also he has a Yud between the Aleph and the Vav in the beginning. So you see, it's not a Choyle Moly, yeah, it's not Oisiyaim, it's Evtiyaim. Now also, instead of a mem in the end, he's goyris with a samich. Evtiois, because really in Greek, the way you pronounce this word is with a samich in the end. It's like E-V-T-I-O-S. That's the right way of pronouncing this word originally. Evtios. In Yevanis, it's evtios. Here, in the Mishnah, instead of samich, is saying a mem in the end, yeah? But it's evtioim. Okay. Bekitzer, evtios in Greek, in ancient Greek, means immediately. So that's the word we have here, evtios, evtiom. And the Taisis Rit, is takagoyris with the samech in the end, evtios.
Sounds like a journal.
So, if it happened evtios, so that's vadai, so then he's the vadai tmein. So then the balance vadai boil nido. Okay. Now, if it wasn't right away, so then there's only a suffix. Dainu, there's a suffix that maybe it was already b'shas the bia. And then, therefore, the Mishnah says the Baal doesn't bring. Both of them, they don't bring a Kobin Chatos. They do bring a Ashem Talui because there's a suffix. Maybe they were over in the Isanida, but it's not a Vaday. And therefore, Legabe the Tuma Shiboy, the Tumas Boil Nida. So the Baal, in such a case, has a din of a suffix Tumas Boil Nida. It's not a Vaday, but it's a suffix. So when the Gemara said here Shema Yovi El Ishta V'Timotzi Sofik Nido, obviously it was not talking in a case that she found the dam right away after the bia, but it was a little after the bia, and that's why it's considered a suffix. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so maybe already before we get into the cheshbon of the Gemara here, maybe we could already go back to Yokasha, which is the Takash of Taisis Anido, and also the Ritva and the Taisis Yeshanim Oifanot asks this, and the Marsha, I guess he didn't see the Rishanim, so Marsha is asking this on his own. So first of all, you should know the Marsha is asking Yokasha and he blibes Tzorichim. I mean, I think he says Yesh Liyashiv or something, but he doesn't say a Teretz. Yeah, so Marsha Oifanot. You see the Marsha, so you see the Mamish asking Yokasha. Ktsas Koshifrekte. Amailoi Tani Hocho Shema Timotze Ishtoi Vadai Nido. And what will be the case now that we know the rules, we're able to understand the case. When the Gemara is saying Safik Nido, it means she didn't check herself right away, right? Fek the Marsha, how come you not choishish bin nimtzal shelo eftium the lekul alma tmei avadai? Why are you choishish only that he's going to be a suffik ba'il nida, that she's going to be a suffik nida of bishas bia? Why aren't you choishish that she's going to be a vadai nida? Because she's going to check right away. She checks right away, right? Eftiyim. So then she's Tom. Then he's a vadei boil nida. So that's even worse. So how come that we're not concerned about that? The Gemara doesn't. That's not the chashash. Yeah. You see, the Marsha asks this, right? What is the answer, the Marsha?
He doesn't answer.
So he doesn't answer. So what does he say? So he says, yeah, v'kalahavin l'chuv v'kalahavin the kasha, not the teretz, yeah? Okay? Ktsas koshe, he says, ktsas koshe. So the Marsha blibes tzorichim. But the Rishonim already talk about it. I guess you didn't see that the Rishonim talk about it. There's a Taisis Rishonim here, there's a Ritva, you're on a Taisis Nida already, Taisis. So Taisis say, the kids, Taisis say, push the teretz, Taisis say Nida, and that's the teretz, also the Ritva and the Taisis Rishonim are saying here, that it's loy shchiach.
Yeah, yeah.
It's loy pashut.
I was thinking this.
The whole thing here is a gzeret rabban, right? Yeah, with choishes, maybe it would happen, right? So we have a klal. Milusadli shchichul. It goes with rabban on. It's not shchich that she's going to check herself right away. Mamish immediately. Mamish evtium. That's not shchich. So that we're not choishes to make the kengod separate from his wife for a week because maybe he's going to be with her and she's going to check herself right away and she's going to find dam. It's the whole case is too much. There's too many assumptions. It's not shchiach, so that's not the reason. So we choishes, even if you want to check herself right away, but maybe she's going to check herself a little later, and that's already going to be. It won't be a vadai, but it's enough for making it a suffix. Suffix but only done. Even that is enough for stopping from doing that vaidah. So that's basically the teretz of the Rishonim here. You see, for saying this teretz, that's where we had to first get the background. Because before you have the background, you can't see this too. If you just you asked before, why is the Gemara saying Safik Nida, not Vadei Nida? You can't say it's Loi Shchiach. Why is it more Loi Shchiach the Vadei than the Safik? Yeah, you have to know what's the case for understanding why it's Loi Shchiach. Now we know that Safik means that it's not right away, and Vadei is she checked right away. She's saying check yourself right away is less Shchiach than checking right away. Okay, that's the test they all say, and the Taisi Yeshanim also adds that. He wants to say Nacham Halach Taisi Shonim. Then Inachinami, the Gemara could have said the Vaday Nida, but the Gemara is saying even a bigger Chiddush. Even if she won't, even if he won't be a Vaday, even if it's just going to be a Safik, even that's enough of a problem. Yeah, Gemara is saying the Revusa. It's true. It might even be worse. It might even be she's going to be a Vaday Nida. But even if she won't, even if she only be going to be a Safik Nida, even that's already going to be a problem. Yeah, not that the Gemara is saying that's not a Chashash the Vaday Nida, but okay. By the way, there's another case where it could be Vadei Nida. Besides, if she checks herself Evtioim immediately, but even if it's not immediately, there's a case where it could be Vadei. You know what the case is? That's also the Mishnah Nida there. Rashi brings it down. if he checked himself, the ish, not the isha, he checked himself after the bia. So even if it wasn't Evtioim, even if it wasn't immediately, as long as, you know, he didn't yet, he wasn't yet exposed to other things, was, so it's a Vadai, because it's for sure not coming from him. Dam is not coming from the Ish, it's not Derech. So by the Isha, when there's Dam, it's coming from her, but maybe it came now from her.
Yeah.
Who said it came before?
Here,
by Shankin, by the Ish, it's Vadai came from her, and once it came from her, so he made a vice this when he was with her. So Mele, we know Vadai, there's a Bernido.
And
so
Lelachasana.
What? That's
it. No.
Dam Besulim. It's a different thing. Dam Besulim.
But it's a different thing, but it's that Mitzias that he knows that it's from her.
Yeah.
So this is the
Teretz that Rishonim was saying here about the Loi Shchiach for Yokasha. We're going to have to say it also about this case. That also this case that he checks himself and finds Dam, that's also Loi Shchiach. Because otherwise we could have said that for having a Vadai. Not only it's not shchiach that she's going to check herself right away, but also this is not shchiach. And Taka the Rishonim says that ina michayshin l'sofik nido aval vaday nido kegoin al sheloi oy al shelo evtiyim loy chayshinon veloy heinu mafwishim oy sebishul kach.
What's the pshat loy chayshinon?
It's not shchiach.
It's not
so shchiach that he's going to find the dam on his own.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I think the Ritva also maybe is saying this. Gabi, this Prat also. Yeah, no, the Ritva is not addressing this. Stacy Shanim is. Okay, so Bekitzer. So this is a story here. Okay, so that's the case of the Suffolk and the case of the Vaday. Now, there's a din in the Mishnah there. That in the Mishnah Nida, any time Isha sees Dam, so there's a din derabbanon that she's tmeil and mafreya me'es le'es. Dehainu, any time there's a re'iya, except when it's a vesis, when it's a zman kavua, so that's a different story. We're not talking about that. When there's a random re'iya, so we never know when it actually started. Maybe it started now. Yeah, if it's a vesis kavua, yeah, we know that's the time. That could be different. But if there's a random re'iyah, maybe she just realized it now, but maybe it already started before. What's the nafkemina? The nafkemina is for tuman tatum of a taira. The hainu, once she's a nida, so anything she touches is tummy, right? So from now on, for sure anything she touches is tummy, but maybe it already started before and she didn't notice it, and it made even things that she touched before should be tummy. We should be chayshit and maybe the tummy. So there's a din derabbanon that the whole me'es le'es before the re'iyah, we choishish that maybe it already started then, dahainu, maybe it took her a whole day till she noticed it, and mimeila, anything she touched during the whole me'es le'es, the 24 hours or so, yeah, before the re'iyah, we choishish that it's tummy. That's a dindu rabban of me'es le'es that is also mentioned in the Mishnah there. Now, what about her husband? Dahainu. If we're saying, once we're saying this din, the Rabban of Tumas Me'es Le'es, of Anida, Le'mafreya, kilo backwards, Me'es Le'es, so Legabi Tuma V'tayro, so Lich'ur, this should also affect the Tuma of Baila. Why? Because if her husband was with her during that Me'es Le'es, before she had the Re'iyah, yeah, not right away. Yeah, he was, yeah, she had a Re'iyah in the morning, and last night they were together, right? So according to this din of me'es le'es, you hear, according to the din of me'es le'es, lichur, it should come out that the baal that was with her last night should be tamei misafek al zboil nido. Yeah, it should have the tumas me'es le'es misafek al zboil nido. Just like we're saying that anything she touched is tamei, called the whole me'es le'es midrabanan, yeah, misafek. So to the baal. We should go backwards 20, if he, as long as he was with her sometime within the 24 hours before the Re'iyah, so the Baal should now have a Tumas Shiva Yami Misafik Al Tmeis Leis, because he was with his wife while she was under this massive of Meis Leis, Tumas Meis Leis. Yeah, so he was a Chashash, Baal leader, just like we're saying anything else you touch becomes Tumi. So the Baal, by the Baal it's Mochomer, yeah, but anything else that you touch is no Tumas Shiva. But by the Baal, since he was Boiler, and Boiler neither has Tumas Shiva, and this was during the Meis Leis, so we should also have Tumas Shiva. Right? Misafik, Midin Meis Leis, Midin Rabbon. However, the Mishnah there says that it's Nishtazoi. The din that Rabbanan were Mechadish, the Tumas Meis Leis, the Gzer Meis Leis, is only Negeya for touching. It's not by her. It's anything she touched becomes Tumi. It's not by her. This is also by her. She was with her. He was with her. He was with her. He was with her within the Meis Leis. So just like anything else becomes Tumi, the Chulos of the Baal should become Tumi.
She touched him, you're saying.
More than that, there was a Bia.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the Bia, so touching, the fact that she touched him is only going to be Mitami him to Masmago, like anything else. But there was also a Bia there.
Right.
So Lichur, and the Bia has Tumas Shiva. Boil Nida has Tumas Shiva, so Lichur should have put Tumas Shiva. Well, in other words, once you're saying the Nida has a Tumas Meis Leis, so just like it works Legabi anything she touches, it's also should work Legabi Bia. So it should be a Chashash Bia.
It's a different din, though.
What do you mean it's a different din?
Legabi Bia is the Tumas Shiva is a different din than Tumas Maga, everything she touches. It's not like Hainu Hak, one big chalent. It's two separate things.
What do you mean it's a different din?
It's a different, it's the Gaya. It's not who hadin. Who hadin means it's the same exact.
No, the point is that Pashtus is a mockum to say, if you're saying that she. Yeah. We choishes that she was nida already,
right?
That's Betzim the Tumas Meis Leis. We choishes that it already started 24 hours earlier, and therefore anything she touched during those 24 hours of Tumi, right? So lichura it should also affect this din of Tumas Shiva of Boil Nida. If her husband was with her during those 24 hours, so it should also affect that. Mm-hmm. However, the Mishnah says a chiddush that when Rabbanan made this gzeira, they excluded the Tumas Boil Nida. The Ayin, it's only to get the Tumas Maga and not the Tumas Boil Nida. Which means, listen to this, the halacha is that even the Baal has Tumas Maga. If he was with her last night, he's Tomei, Tumas Nida, but not Tumas Boil Nida. The Hainu, she also touched him, right? So the fact that she touched him, right? Like we said before, it's like anything else she touched. The Baal is no different than anything else she touched. That is Tomei, Meis Leis. The Hainu, if he touched her, Meis Leis, before the Re'iyah, so he's Tomei. But only Tumas Mago. Yeah, it's one day. But he doesn't have Tumas Shiva. Either was a Bia there. The Tumas Boil Nido, we weren't guys of this Gzeira. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah there. Rabbi Akiva is Chaylik. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah Nida says no. If the Nida is always Tumi Meis Leis, so it's Sai Legabi Tumas Maga, Sai Legabi Tumas Boil Nida. What's the difference? So also the Tumas Boil Nida is going to be, so also the Baal is going to have Tumas Shiva now every time if he was with his wife within 24 hours before a year. Mm-hmm. So he's going to have Tumas Shiva. Misafik, yeah, Midin, Tumas Meis Leis. That's the Machlokes Tanoim there in the Mishnah Nida.
There should be one difference, is that the Isha, anything she touched Meis Leis from when she saw, right? But by the Baal, it should be only from the Shasbia. Why should it be from before the Shasbia is only touched?
I don't know.
The Isha, she may have touched something within 24 hours. Anything she touched 24 hours before
the Re'iyah.
The Re'iyah,
yeah,
should be Tumi. But the Baal, really, it should be anything he touched after the Bia.
We're not talking about the things the Baal touched. We're talking about the Baal himself.
Becoming Tumas Shiva. Yeah, we also mentioned...
No, the Baal himself is Tomei.
Yeah, Tumas Shiva.
The Baal himself is Tomei for two reasons. He's Tomei because he touched her, and he's Tomei because he had Bia with her.
Right.
Just the Tumas Bia, the Bia that he had with her is causing Tumas Shiva.
Yeah, Misha's Bia, right.
It's for sure only Mishas Bia, because for him.
I got mixed up for a second. I thought
obviously,
he was trying to say Meis Leis.
Meis Leis means 24 hours before the Re'iyah, we're ready Choshish that she is a Nida.
By her.
That she is a Nida, not by her. That she is a Nida.
By her.
Not by her. That she is. I'm saying something very simple, Balabati.
You
don't have to say
Mondas. I'm saying something now. By her, it's Taka Din Meis Leis. By him, it's not Meis Leis. It's from the Shas Bia always.
Doesn't make sense.
No?
We're saying something very simple. We don't know when the dam started. She saw it now. Maybe it already started earlier and she didn't notice. So therefore we're saying already me'es le'es in advance. We're choishish that the dam already started a day earlier and she didn't notice it. And therefore we see her as a nida already a day earlier.
Right.
So she has a dinner of a nida. All the rest is results. Once we see her as a nida, already in the eight days before, mimela, anything she touched during yesterday is tummy, because she was a nida then. And also her husband, if she touched her husband, he's also tummy because a nida touched him. And also and if there was a bia, so there's a shayla of bail nida because he was bail isha that had a dinner of a nida because of the eight days. Kids, the Ma'is Leis is about she was a Nida already yesterday. That's what it means. We
right.
see her already as having a Tumas Nida.
Right.
All the rest is results. It's not right. get to discuss the Ma'is Leis before the Baal.
Exactly what you're saying now. It's much clearer.
Okay. Yeah. So the Chiddush the Mishnah is that we're being Mechalik between the Tumas Maga and the Tumas Boil Nida. Even though we see her as a Nida, Lemafreya, we choishes that she was already yesterday a Nida, but that's only Legabi Tumas Maga, anything she touches, but not a Bio, not Legabi Bio. So in Melo, the Baal Taka has a Tumas Maga because he touched her, but it doesn't have Tumas Boil Nida, it doesn't have Tumas Shiva. Rabbi Akiva is Chaylik, Rabbi Akiva is saying, once you're saying that she was a Nida already yesterday, Midrabbana, so also Tumas Boil Nida you're going to have, the Baal is Misafik, is going to have Tumas Shiva. Yeah. This might be, this Machlek is Tanoi, it might be Tali, in a Shain and Lund, this, you know, we're not learning Nida, that's not going to just mention the Kitzer, that to give it up to the time, that there's Tako Mokim of Hakir in Lundis, you know, the Bayil Nida is a parsh in the Torah, as we'll see soon. It's something that is mentioned separately as a Bazunda Rituma. So you see it has special dinim, Tumas Shiva. It's not just because of the it's not just the touching, yeah, it's the Bia is what causes it. The Maisa Bia. Adarabba, it could be that it's even Shaykh that you have a tumas boil nida even without a tumas maga at all, because there's a din that beis hastorim is not mitami. So the maisa, if they were able to have a bia without outside touching, so there won't even be a tumas maga, only a tumas bia, because the tumas maga is only from the outside. Because it's a different. It's not because the contact. It's the maisa bia. Now so there's a mokim for chakira nandis. The tumas boil nida. What's the gather of it? Is the pshat is she is tummy, she has tumas nida, and so just like we say anything or anyone that touches her is mekabel tuma from her, so also there's another nachadin that someone that is boil her is also mekabel tuma from her. Just it's a muhammadika tuma in this case, but it's both receiving tuma from her. Yeah, the tuma of the nida is contagious in two ways, through a maga and through, there's also other ways, mit the mishka of myshev, so one of the way, yeah, so there's also a bia. Through a bia, she could also be mitami, spread out her tuma. Yeah, that's worse than maga, but it also works in the same way that the bayil is receiving the tuma from her. That's one way of understanding it. That's the simple way. But then there's another way of understanding it. The lundis could be, yeah, we once discussed it in the past, Takala Gabi Tumas Mishka Vamaisha, but also Gabi Tumas Bayil Nida, the such a tzad, to say, it's not pshat that her tuma is spread out to him through the bia. No. There's a din in the Torah, just like a isha that is royal dam, she's Tmeya Shiva Siyamim, so too a ish that is Bayil Anida, his tummy Shiva Siyamim, he didn't get the tumor from her. It's his own tumor. A mice of Bias Nida is metame regardless. It's Kilu, it's a new tumor. It's not coming from her. It's not that her tumor is getting to him through the contact. It's an ayah chiddush, it's an ayah tumor. Because he was Bayil Nida, so he is tummy on his own for Shiva Siyamim. It's Kilu, in other words, it's Kilu, he's also a Nida. She's a Nida and he's a Nida. Yeah, the Isha becomes a Nida through being Raya Dam, and Ish becomes a Kilo Tumas Nida through being Bayil Nida. Taka, the Lashon HaPasuk is Utehi Nidasa Olav, Kilo, just like she's a Nida, he's also a Nida. Yeah, when there's a Tumas Magi, you don't say the Tumas Nida spreads out, it's different dinim. This is Tumas Shiva, this is Tumas Yemechot. Mashenkin here, his mamish has the same chaim like her, more or less, right? It's Tumas Shiva, it's Tumas. Because he's also a shtikul nidik. It's original tumah. It's not just a recipient. according to this tzas. It could be this chakira. Yeah, this could be the shayla, the machlekes tanoim. If you say that the bayil nida is only a receiver, only a recipient, so imelo, so imelo, just so it's in the same category of tumas mago. So imelo, so Rabbi Akiva taines, so Rabbi Akiva, what?
It's based on star, he shouldn't be tumas.
No, it's not tumas mago, it's tumas bio, has different dinim. Anyway, has different dinim.
So you're saying, if,
but I'm what? Saying, but if the lamdas of tumas of tumas boil nido is that he receives the tumah from the nido, just like the tumas maga is receiving the tumah from the nido, so to the tumas bia is receiving it from her. Yeah. In other words, the nido is metame whoever she touches, and she's also metame whoever's boiled her. A different kind of tumah, but she's metame him. Yeah. If that's the lamdas kipshutoi, so in meilo it's in the same category like tumas maga. And that's what Rabbi Akiva holds. Once you're saying the Isha is already considered Nido Mafreya from the 24 hours in advance, so just like anything she touches is Tomei, also if her husband was boiled her, so he's Tomei because he got the Tumah from her. She was a Tumah. She could spread out the Tumah already in advance. She's already Nido. Masha'en Ken Chachomim hold, no. Boiled Nido is a whole different din. It's not a receiver. She's not being Metame the boil. The only tumas mago is receiving the tuma from the nido. Boil nido is an ayudin. A man that is boil nido, the Torah said that he's tummy. It's a xeris akasa. It's not because he got the tuma from her. She wasn't metami him. He's tummy on his own. Why? Because he did a maisa of boil nido. Yeah, just like there's an iser of bias nido, there's also a tumas bias nido. It's not something that he's receiving from. So he made a zokachayim. What's the shaykes? Just because we said that she's metami others 24 hours in advance. It doesn't mean he has too much boil nido. Because boil nido is not something that she's metami him. The din of Tumas Me'es Le'es is that we say that she's already metami others already 24 hours in advance. So that's again to all the kind of tumas that she's metami others. But boil nido is not a tumah that she's metami him. It's his own tumah. So that's not part of the Xavier. Actually, okay. Bekitza, back to Osug, you know, let's later, wait, let's. Bekitza, so what do we have here? So that's the Machalekis of Rabbi Akiva and Chachayim, whether the Tumas Me'es Le'es is also going to get to the Tumas Boil Nido or not. Now, so Amaru Rabbanon, so now we can understand the Gemara. Where are we? Amaru Rabbanon Kameda of Chista, the Hainu, they said, once we're saying that our Mishnah is based, the Din Prisham Ishta is based on the Chashash, Shem Yovel Ishta Vitimotzi Sofek Nido. So lichura kiman ki Rabbi Akiva. So vice versa, our mission is going with Rabbi Akiva in Nido. The Omar Nido metamo is bayalo. The Hainu that Nido metamo is bayalo lemafreya. That if he was with her before the Re'iya, he's tamei al tumas meis leis. The I Rabbanon ha'amri ein Nido metamo is bayalo. Rabbanon hold that if a husband was with his wife before the Re'iya. So he's not tummy. He has a tumas mago, but he doesn't have tumas bia. Yeah, tumas mago doesn't bother us here, because tumas mago won't be enough for explaining the Mishnah. For tumas mago, you only need one day. You don't need 7 days. So obviously, the Mishnah is being choishes to tumas boil nido, the chomer because tumas shiva. Why is that? Obviously, we're going through Rabbi Akiva that holds that even if even been again the tumas boil nido. So we have this tumah meis leis before the Re'iya. If he was with her, meis leis before the Re'iya, so he's tummy tumas boil nido, and that's why we have a chashash yeshama yovel ishto v'timotzi sofik nido according to Rabbanon. It doesn't stim. So our mission is only going with Rav Akiva. That's what he wanted to say to Rav Chisda. Amar lehu Rav Chisda, afilu teimru Rabbanon ad kan lo pligi Rabbanon alei di Rav Akiva elo be'achar achar, aval bechad achar moidulei. So Bekitzer, what Rav Chisda answered was like this. Now the mission could also go with Rabbanon. Why? Because the Machloikis, as we already said before, Be'etzim, there's three categories. There's three time periods. There's the most Chomerdik Zman is Evtioim. Right away, immediately, she checked herself after the Bia, so then there's a Vaday Tumah, Lekula Alma. Right? Then there's the other extreme case, when she checked herself much later, hour later, let's say, yeah. So then, it's taka tolin the machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim whether he's telling me suffik. Why? Because it's true that the bia was within 24 hours before the Re'iya, right? But so what? Tumas meis leis is not negev. Tumas bil nido according to Chachamim, only according to Rabbi Akiva. However, Zokt Rav Chisda, there's a third category. There's a middle case. not immediately after yom, and not a long time after, yeah, hours later, but it was close to the bia, but not immediately. Yeah, so that's there's different protein descriptions what exactly the time frame is. Yeah, she already got out of bed, it's pretty close, still pretty close to the bia. Yeah, it's not hours later, but it's not immediately. It's not eft yoim. So in that middle case, even chachamim amayde. So by the eft yoim, as we said, if it's immediately, so it's vaday tomi. Even the baal vaday tomi tumas beulida. In the case that it's even if it's not immediately, it's just samuch to the bia. So lekula alma chach, the baal is safek tomi tumas beulida. It's not a vaday, but safek it is. Even according to chachamim that say that the din me'es le'es is not negaya to the Tumas Boil Nida, but here we don't have to come to the Din Me'es Leis, because here it's close enough to be Choshish that the Dam was already there B'Shas Debiya. It's not a Vadai, but a Safik you have. Ilikula Alma. What Chachayim is saying is that if it happened later, hours later, let's say, hour later, not, it wasn't even Samuch to the Biya, so then you have to come on to the new din of Tumas Me'es Le'es for being Metame the Baal, that it was within, the Bia was within 24 hours before the Bia. That's not enough, Zok Chachamim, that Gzei was not about the Tumas Bili, it was only about Tumas Mago. Rabbi Kiva holds, even Ligabi, that we say that, but that's only something that was within, if the Re'ir was within 24 hours after the Bia. Yeah, let's put it this way, to make it clear. Instead of talking backwards, let's talk forward, yeah? After the Bia, within 24 hours after the Bia, there was a Re'ir, yeah? So here we have a machlaikis whether we're chayshish about this bia, that is that he became a boil nida or not. Legabi the tumas boil nida. Masha'en kain, if the re'iyah was close to the bia, not within 24 hours, but pretty close to the bia, so then, lekula al, you don't have to come up to the gzei of me'es leis. Lekula al, it's a reasonable chashash that maybe it was already there, b'shas bia, and imela, misafik should be tomei. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about here. When we're saying safik nida, we mean that maybe she's going to check herself, even if it won't be immediately, but close enough to the bia, to have a chashash, chacha safik, of tumas nida, b'shas the bia, even without coming on to the gzei of me'es leis. And that's why it's kushtim, even according to chachamim. So, the gemara, ome abzeiwa. Now it's easy gemara. Just going for a few more minutes. So basically we're done with this nekuda with the etz. Now we know what's the chashashi and why would we make the din prisham ishtoi. Okay, so there's a din by nida that she's tami shiva yomim, and then on the seventh day she has to wait for the end of the day to go to the mikveh. Yeah, the point of this din is not about whether the tevila should be bayoyim or balayla. That's not the point. The point is that it should be after the 7 days are completed. She's not qualified for having the tevila before the seventh day is over, is completed. So that's a din by nida. The shayla is, what about bayil nida? Does a bayil nida also have that din or not? Does the Bayil Nida also have that Chumrah? He also has Tumas Shiva, we know. But does he also have this Chumrah that he could only first be Tayvil after the 7 days are completed, dying with the Maitzi of the Yom HaShvi'i? Or maybe he, like other Tmeim that are not Nida, could go to the Mikvah while he's still Tomei? Yeah, Lemoshel Balkari. A Balkari is Tomei Yom Echad, right? But he doesn't have to wait for the night, for the end of the day, for going to the Mikvah. He could go to the Mikvah while he's still a Balkari, while he's still a Tomei. Yeah, and batsim the tefila, and the tefila is being metaya. Yeah, Balkari, it doesn't even make him tummy for the whole day. Yeah, so once he's going to go to the mikveh, he's going to be tummy, tahir, and then for some things he's going to have to wait for the light for Harav Shemesh. But al kolponim, yes, we have tmein that you go to the mikveh bayoyim. By the nida, there's a day, and you have to wait for the end of the day. Shalas, what about bayil nida? Because he could go to the mikveh during the yom hashvi'i. Or does he have to wait for the end of the day? You know, even if he's going to go to the mikveh during the day of the Shvi, he's going to still have to wait for the night for doing avoda, because you need Harav Shemesh. And the day that you were Tomei, you still cannot do the avoda. You still need Harav Shemesh. But the shaila is, if the Maisa Tvila could be while the 7 days are not over yet, or does he have to wait for the end of them like the Nida? That's the shaila. Yeah? This again could be totally in the Chakir that we said before. But we have a Shaila here. What's the gather of Tumas Boil Nida? Is the Pshat is, does he have a din of like he himself is a nidaza. So Emela, just like the nida has to wait for the end of the seventh day, also he does. Or maybe no, it's just like he's just a recipient. Like it's like a tumas mago, just a more chomer to get tumah. So on the side that he's a recipient, so maybe he doesn't have this chomer. He's more kal. He's not like the source. He's not like the nida. Only the nida, original nida, has the chomer. She has to wait for the laila. But maybe the bail nida, he's just a recipient. He doesn't have to wait. He doesn't have this chomer. Mashenke, if we say the bail nida, he himself ki'ilu has a din nida, not because he got it from her. So then we have to be machmir him like a nida, that he has to machmir by him, that he has to wait for the night. Yeah.
Very clear. The question is, if that is true, that he is kenida on his own.
Yeah.
So then what's taka the havamina?
We have a shayla la'alocha here. Do we have this chumah by the bail nida like the nida or not? So I'm just suggesting, efshir, this suffix la'alocha is totally in this chakir and lamdis. That's what I'm saying. That's good for what I'm saying. Maybe this suffix is totally in this chakir. Okay. Now, Rav Zeyu wants to prove from our Mishnah that bayil nido ain't a kinido v'toivil bayoyim, that he doesn't have this chumah. What's the raya? The iyamr is bayil nido kinido emas tovil. Belayyo, lemacho heichi ovid avaydo v'aboy harav shemesh el laf shma mino aboy nido ena kenido. So the cheshbon is like this: the kohen gadol is pyre 7 days before the Yom Kippur. Now the hainu, the way we're understanding it now kipshutoy is that you go 7 days back. Yeah, let's say
Monday.
It is complicated here with making the cheshbon with the weeks, but you have we know Yom Kippur is Yud Tishrei, right? Let's work with the date. So Yud Tishrei, so you have before Yud Tishrei, you go, so you have the 7 days before Yud Tishrei starts. When does that week before Yud Tishrei start, before Yom Kippur? What's the date? What date does it start on? So Gimel is the first day. Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes. So you have 7 days, right?
Yes, Gimel.
Right? So Gimel Tishrei is going to start, right? Same Gedalet. After Rosh Hashanah, B'Kitzah. So Shiva Sayyim Kadim Yakipur Mafishim Kagodl Mibase means on Tzayim Gedali, after Rosh Hashanah you're being Mafishim, right? Now what if on Moitzei Rosh Hashanah he was with his wife? Yeah, you're being Mafishim, yeah, in the first day of the Shiva, so it could be that beforehand he was with his wife, right? The night before, in the beginning of that day. So now you're being Mafishim, you start, so now, When is it now? We have always this chashash of Shemot Imotzi Yisrael Safik Nida. So when is he going to be able to be tahir? When is it going to be? Is he going to be able to go to the mikveh first of all?
So if he's like a nida, then the time is Yom Kippur night.
Leil Yom Kippur, dahainu when Yom Kippur starts, right?
Yom Kippur.
But by the night of Kol Nidrei, that's the first opportunity that he's going to be able to go to the mikveh, right? Now, if that's the case, because that's the cheshbon, right? Because the 7 days, you have to wait for the 7 days are going to be completed, obviously. Erev Yom Kippur is the seventh day. So the mitzvah of the 7 day, he's going to be able to go to the mikveh. The hainu on Leil Kol Nidrei. And then what? And then, when is it going to actually be tahor to do the avodah?
In the morning.
No.
Oh, right away.
No.
After he's tahor.
No. Only on Moitzei Yom Kippur, which is going to be too late. You know why? Because there's a din harav shemesh. What does a din harav shemesh say? That after you went to the mikveh, you have to wait for a nightfall to be tummy. Dehainu, in the same day that you were toivel, you cannot be toivel yet la'avodah l'kodshim. Now, since he was toivel on Yom Kippur, right? It was already Yom Kippur. Yeah. So it's still the same day till Moitzei Yom Kippur. Moitzei Yom Kippur is a new harav shemesh, is a new shkia that happened after the tefillah. Only then he's going to be toivel l'kodshim. Come tais that the whole Yom Kippur, you won't be able to do the avodah.
Yeah.
So you're being mafishim 7 days in advance. he still might be Tomei on Yom Kippur and won't be able to do the Avodah. So Al Kochachu Yidoch Araya from the Mishnah that Bayal Nida is not Kenido Legabi this Chumrah, but Bayal Nida, he could already go to the Mikvah before Shkia of the seventh day, and Imeilo he's going to be able to go to the to be Toivil before Yom Kippur, right? Yeah, right, yeah, before Yom Kippur. And Imeilo, the nightfall of Yom Kippur, of Leil Kol Nidvi, that's going to be his Harav Shemesh, and Imeilo he's going to be Toivil for doing that Avodah Yom Kippur. Yeah. So Yidoch Araya, that we don't have this Chumrah by Bayal Nida. That's the Gemara's Cheshbon. So the Gemara, yeah, so that's how it fits into the words. Shma mino, zok dimo. Boil nido eino kinido, vetoivil bayoim. The I amris boil nido kinido, emas tovil, belelio. When is he going to do the tovil? The first opportunity is going to be in Lelium Kippur. Lemacho, hechi ovid avaido, vahoboy, Erev Shemesh. There was no Erev Shemesh yet. The first Erev Shemesh is only going to be Maitzium Kippur. Elo lav shma mino, boil nido eino kinido.
Rav Shem,
yeah.
So what's the cheshbon of a little less than a nido? Like he's only tummy. Either he
could
be
toivel
in the day.
No, there's two categories. Either you could be toivel before the day is over, or you have to wait till the day is over.
Okay, that's
it. Yeah. So he's saying he could be toivel while still the seventh day. He doesn't have to wait for the nightfall. So Emeli could use the mitzi of the seventh day, which Leil Kippur has a half shemesh, and Emeli could be able to do the avoid on the Kippur. Rav Shimi nohado amar nado afilu taima boil nido kenido. Even if he does have this chumrah, we could still work out the Mishnah. Yeah, so it won't be a raya. How could you work it out? We're going to have to say pshat in the Mishnah that mafrishim is a shiva yomim means that you have full 7 days that he's not with his wife. Before we understood that at the beginning of the shiva yomim he could still be in his wife with his wife. In other words, before we understood that the ma'aser prisha, yeah, we take him away from his wife on the first day of the shiva yomim. So maybe he was still with her at the beginning of the first day, right? With the night before Laila. Zok to Avshimi, no. We'll have to say that the prisha happened already before Shkia of Oyer Leyoim Rishon of the 7 days. In other words, Maitzi Rosh Hashanah. Maitzi Rosh Hashanah was already the prisha. Before Shkia, yeah. Towards the end of Rosh Hashanah, yeah. Right. Before Shkia of the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, of the second day of Rosh Hashanah, yeah, right? So before Maitzi Rosh Hashanah, we already mafishim from his wife. In other words, we stopped him from being with his wife already on Maitzi Rosh Hashanah. So now, we already have full 7 days of we have full 7 days of pre-shah. I'm sorry, the chat is like this. So now the cheshbon is, even if she was a nida last time he was with her, so when does the tumas shiva start? The tumas shiva really starts the day before.
On
Rosh Hashanah. The second day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be the first day of the tumas shiva. So Imela Erev, yeah, what? Yeah, because the way it works by Nida, yeah, even by Anida herself, right? Once, even if she became Anida before Shkia, so Mikasayim Kichuli, that's already the first day, yeah. That's where Rashi points this out. So Imela, so the first day of the Tumas Shiva of the Bayil of the Kengadl is going to be already a base tishrei, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and Imela by the time he's going to reach Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur won't be the seventh day of the Shiva, the Tumas Shiva. Is already going to be after the seventh day.
Right.
It's going to
be the
Meis the A's. Beis Tishrei is the first day of the Tumas Nida. So now, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vov, Zayin, Ches, right, is already the whole Tumas Shiva is completed. So Tes Tishrei, Erev Yom Kippur, the Tumas Shiva is over already. So he for sure could go to the Mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur because the Tumas Shiva is already over. Even the night before Erev Yom Kippur, he already go to the Mikvah. And in Meila, the night of Yom Kippur, Leil Kol Nidre, is going to be the Harav Shemesh. And in the morning, yeah, in Meila, he's going to be able to do that for Yom Kippur. Wow. Okay, so even if he has to wait till the 7 days are completed, but the 7 days were over already before Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is already past the 7 days of the Tumas Shiva. Right? So just Lefizeh, it's a Shtikul Doichek in the Mishnah. Rashi says because the chur it should say mafishim was shmeina siyamim kilu he started already before the shiva siyamim daf rasha. So Rashi says v'hai the kavi l'shiva the mishum ha'hu puto lo yichoshiv lo because it's a little bit before shkiyum mafishim, so we don't consider it another day legabi the prisha. That's in you only had full 7 days of prisha, including the avyam kippur of the prisha, and then a few minutes before shkiyum. So that's that. We that all few minutes we don't count as a separate day for the prisha. So now the Gemara is just going back and forth about this. Do we have this chumah by Yom Kippur or not? And that's going to be it. Nida v'yiledes tvilosim balaylo. By nida, by tumas nida, and also by tumas v'yiledes, we have this chumra that they have to wait for the night for being toivel. By shab chay v'tvilos, we don't have this din, right? Even might be a dinder dafkut philosophy on that. We're not getting into it. What's nagef our sugyo? They don't have this chumrav, neither yiledes, that they have to wait till the day is over to do the tvilo. Neither yiledes philosophy balayla. So the Gemara is being medayik here. Yeah. So this is a brisa. So the Gemara is being medayik here. Nidoin boil nidoloi. It's mashma that this chumra is only by nida and yiledes. We don't see that boil nida is mentioned here among those that have this chumra. So lichur, this is a raya that Boil Nida doesn't have this chumra. So legabi our Mishnah, we already worked it out. We said the Mishnah and Yuma could shtim with both tzdadim, either way, right? Mm-hmm. But now we're being mevar the etzim sofik here, because the Gemara wanted to, Rav Shimi wanted to side, yeah, with the chumra that Boil Nida is kenido. So the Gemara is now asking Kashan Rav Shimi. Lemaisi we see it's not true. Lemaisi we see Boil Nida is not kenido because you see it's not mentioned in the list here. He, in other words, he's part of kol chayvit vilos. Kol chayvit vilos don't have to wait for the night. Zog the Gemara, Sinishkin Rayoloi, Nido, the Cholda Asimi Ribuyo. The Hainu, Efshir, when the Brisa says Nido here, it includes also Boil Nido, because Boil Nido, after all, he's also has a din, he's also, I'm saying, his Nido, his tumor is coming from the Nido, and basically, it doesn't matter what the Lumdis is, but Lamaisa's tumor kuma is coming from being together with the Nido, and the gather of his tumah, the Torah calls it tahini nidasa olav keilu. In other words, the Torah is calling him apsa nidaza. So adirabo. Yeah. So that's why he might be included also in the lashon nida and the brisa. Because the tumas boil nida is better than tumas nida. So when it says nida, it includes also boil nida. So sinishkin raya. Meisivei balk nocha raya for this shaylo balkeri kemagasheretz boil nida ketmei meis. So we're saying there's two categories. Balkari is doime to tumas sheretz, someone that touches a sheretz, and tumas boil nido is doime to tumas meis. Legabi, what we talking about here? My love, zokdigimok litvilo, the hainu that balkari has a din like maga sheretz, that he doesn't have to wait for balkari has a din like maga sheretz. That he doesn't have to wait for the night for doing. Second. No. Even better. No, that's for sure. The thing is like this. But let's start from the end. Boil Nida Ketmei Meis means by a Tmei Meis, we don't have this Chumra of Nida. By a Tmei Meis, the halacha is, even though he also has Tumas Shiva Tmei Meis, but he could do the tevila already during the seventh day. He doesn't have to wait for the laila like a nida. So here's an example. Tako tumas shiva bashit is not over till the end of the seventh day, but the tevila could already be done during the seventh day, right? Even though the tumah is not over while he's tummy. Second. Yeah, now so to a boil nida also, he could do the tevila during the day. He doesn't have to wait for the night. So we bring a raya that the boil nida doesn't have this chumra. What's going to be the pshat in the maga balkeik maga sheretz according to this mahalach? So Rashi says lit boil b'yoyim tum osoy. The hainu, both of them could go to the mikveh already on the day that they became tomei. The balkeri on the day that he became balkeri, he already could go to the mikveh on that day. So to someone that touched the sheretz, that's the fushto. The bayil nida on the tmei meis, they can't go to the mikveh already. Yeah. They have to wait for the seventh day, but they don't have to wait for the mitzvah of the seventh day. They can still do it during the day. But chach, we see here that he doesn't have the chum of the nida. He has to wait for the laila. Zog di gimal loy letum asom. It's not talking about tefila. It's talking about tuma. What does this mean? Zog Rashi. Balkari. Kemaga sheretz letumas erev verishon letuma boyelido tumas shiva ve'ava tuma kitmei meis tunaf kiminus legabi the etzim tuma. First of all, how long are they going to become tummy? Both balkeri and maga sheretz is only tummy yoy mechot. Mashenkin boyelido is like a tmei meis that it's tumas shiva. That's what the Bryce is talking about. Nochanaf kimino the chaimer of the tuma. A balkeri and a maga sheretz is only tumas rishon letuma. Mashenkin Tmei Meis and Boil Nido is a Avatuma. Yeah, that's by the way, smach to this tzad in London to say that the boil nida is not a recipient of the tumah, because you see he's a avatumah, just like the nida is a avatumah. Avatumah basically means, you know, the original tumah, where the source of the tumah, like a av. And then originally tumah is called vlada tumah, that's like a result, or like it's just the told of the tumah, because it's just receiving the tumah. Yeah, so that's very geschmack. If we say in London, if we say that boil tumah is an ayat tumah, it's like he's his own nida. He's not receiving the tumah from the nida, so that's why he's taka avat tumah. Anyway, now so Zigmar saying the kids is talking about something else, talking about tumah and mimelo. That's why it won't be a raya for our nida. Fact the Gemara tumah asan behedik ksiv behu. Hay tumah shiva ksiv behu. Hay tumah shiva ksiv behu. What do you need a brisa for that? How could it be the Bryce is talking about a tumah, about the dini tumah? The dini tumah we already have psukim for, just like by tmei meis it says tumah shiva in the toivah. Also by elnid it says b'lehedi in the toivah. Yeah, as Rashi brings down utihini dasa alav etami shiva siyamim. So what do you need the Bryce for teaching us that? So obviously the Bryce is talking about tefillah, and maybe we will have a riot. So b'gimava elo. Yeah, it will be a riot that we have the chaymer of waiting for the night, just like you have it by nida, you also have it by el nida. Say for it's tvichale. Start going about the tumah. What's the chiddush? It's already a pasuk. Say for it's tvichale. Elo shechamal mimenu by el nida shemetami mishkav u'moishav betumokalo letami yoichlu l'mashke. The hemshich of the brayser there, after it says what was brought down before, that boil need boil needers ketmei meis. So the hemshich of brayser is elo shechamu mimenu boil needer. The hainu boil needers to a certain extent like ketmei meis, but in a way he's more chamur than the boil needer is more chamur than the ketmei meis. In which way? Tumas mishka v'moishav, which is a tumah that if someone just sat somewhere, so even if there's many layers, yeah, he was sitting on 10 mattresses, so even the bottom layer becomes tummy, even though he didn't touch it, he didn't move it, but he was basically leaning on it, he was sitting on the whole, yeah, his weight was on it, so that's already enough to be metami. It's an ayat tumah of tumas mishka v'moishav. Now that's a tumah that doesn't exist by a tmei meis. A tmei meis is not metami mishka v'moishav. But a bayil nida is. A bayil nida is. So after the Braisa said that a bayil nida is ketmei meis, legabi tumah, Braisa Taka was talking legabi tumah, that just like he has, ketmei meis has tumas shiva yomim, also the bayil nida has tumas shiva yomim, so that in achinami is pshita, it's psukim, just the Braisa is saying it for the chiddush of the hamshich, for saying the exception. That after we said that the boil nida has the same kind of tumah like tmei meis, that they both have tumah shiva, they both have a tumah. However, in a way, the tumah of the boil nida is more chamur than the tmei meis, because the boil nida has mishka v'moishav and the tmei meis doesn't. So that's for saying the chiddush of the sefer. Agav that, we already mentioned the background that generally they have the same kind of tumah. Just there's one afkemino that the boil nida is worse. So that's basically shemetami mishkav u'moishav. Ad Khan is already the Gemara's teretz. Elo shechol minu boil nida shemetami mishkav u'moishav. The extra word here of betuma kal etama oichlu u'mashkin, that's a zaiti gezach, that is not negia here to the sugya, we'll just mention bekitzer. The Blaise goes on and says, after we said that boil nida is moch homo than a tmei meis, legabi tumas mishkav u'moishav, however you should know, talk to Blaise, that the tumas mishkav u'moishav of the boil nida is a lenient version of a tumas mishka v'moishav, because the nida atzma, which is also metai mishka v'moishav by her, the tumas mishka v'moishav is a more chomedic version of a tumas mishka v'moishav, because she is metami the mishka v'moishav betuma chamura, which means that the mishka v'moishav now could even be metami odom v'keli, not only oichlu v'mashkim. Masha'en kein the tumas mishka v'moishav of a bayil nida is more kal, is only metame than betuma kal or tame yochlim mamashkin. The mishka mamashkin won't be able to be metame odam vekerim. So that's a zaiti gezach. Now, once we said that bayil nida also has tumas mishka mamashkin in addition to dehainu, and mimele is more chomer than tmei meis legabi this, however, we're limiting it. We're saying it doesn't have tumas mishka all the way, like a nida, tumacha muvel, tame yochlim mamashkin, but only He's only metamed betumah kala tama yochli mamashkin. But anyway, the ikka point the Gemara is making here is the beginning. Yeah, the beginning of the sefer shachom and abayin lidash metam mishkuv amayshov. That already is a reason. The fact that he's more chomer from he has a tumah that is more chomer than the tumei meis. That's for sure because the tumei meis doesn't have a tumah mishkuv amayshov at all. So that already explains why the Braisa had to start off by saying that he is like a bayil nido legabi the tumah. The ainu legabi tumah shiva and ava tumah. But there is enough kimi legabi the tumah that he's more chomer than the tumei meis. And all that is being learned from Sukkim, Rashi brings down. You see, how do we learn? There's Yalfusis, how do we know that the Bayal Nida does have the Tumas Mishkov and Maishav, and the other hand, it's only a Tumah Kala, not like the Nida. In other words, Legabi, the Tumas Mishkov and Maishav, to summarize, the Bayal Nida is more chomer than the Tmei Meis, it doesn't have it at all, but is less chomer than the Nida Atzma, that by her, the Tumas Mishkov and Maishav is a Tumah Chamura, Mashainkin, but the Bayal Nida is only a Tumah Kala. Right, Toshma. The Tani Rabchiyah, Hazor veHazor, veHametzoyva veHametzoyva, so Boyal Nido, Tmei Meis, Tfilosom Bayoim. Nacharaya, the Gemara brings down here. Nido Vilad is Tfilosom Balailo. Yeah, so this is the final Raya the Gemara is bringing down here. You have him here, you have him in Fusha Braisa. It says that Boyal Nido, Tfilosom Bayoim. Boyal Nido is mentioned Hilahedia among the Tmein that don't have to wait for the end of the day to be Toivil. Only Nida and Yilad is Tfilosom Balailo, but Boyal Nida is among the others that Tfilosom Bayoim. So Hagdi Gemara Tiyuvto. So this is Vaisis Tiyuvto and Rav Shimi. Yeah, it seems like Rav Shimi was siding with the Tzad that the Boyal Nida does have this Chumah. Here we have a Mefusha Braisa that Boyal Nida does not have this Chumah.